Hello and welcome to episode 16 of The Big Rewind, the podcast where my buddy Jamie and I talk about old movies and then rewind back to talk about, you know, well, it's actually the opposite. We talk about new movies and then rewind back to talk about older movies and retro-themed topics.
That's why it's called Rewind.
I know!
You came up...
I screwed up.
But you came up with this.
That's what happens, man.
It's like, it's not like, it's not like we haven't done this before.
You know what? Your goatee is too beardy today. So there you go.
I haven't shaved yet today.
It's exactly.
I've had like 4 hours of sleep and then you come by and wake me up and we do this. And
oh yeah, the early hours of 10:30. 45,
actually. You didn't need to tell people that.
Sorry. Lazy bastard. What game were you playing last night until 6?
GTA 5!
Fucking douche. We'll talk about that later. Yes.
Let's get on with the news.
The big news. Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes.
He will not be...
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yes. He will not be Freddie Mercury.
That's good, because he looks way too young to be Freddie Mercury.
In the biopic, you remember what's his name... Fucking Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen left the project.
Yeah. He could have been Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Until they were like, oh, let's make it 12A and all that shit. So he left the project. And then there were rumors going on that Daniel Radcliffe would be replacing him, but he was like, no.
Why don't we get Ben Affleck to do it?
Oh, good. That's going to be the new joke. It's just we need a new James Bond. Maybe Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Have J.J. Abrams direct it.
Because I think the problem is there's nothing Ben Affleck is really, you know, perfect for in terms of iconic characters.
Ruining history. Yeah, he's good at that.
What? Pearl Harbor? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Don't remind me of that shit. But yeah, so good news, I guess. Even Daniel Radcliffe was like, yeah, I'm completely wrong for the role.
Of course.
He's just like,
He looks like a child. I mean, he kind of still is.
He still does look
like. Like, so he's wrong for that role.
Definitely. I mean,
imagine him with a black mustache. It doesn't work.
It would have been hilarious.
I know, but no.
No. Have you played Warcraft?
Which one?
Just the multiplayer
online.
Say yes.
I played World of Warcraft 3, the single player. I never played the online multiplayer. Oh, right.
World of Warcraft.
No, I've never played the online
stuff. Fair enough. Well, there's going to be a Warcraft movie. Live-action movie.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. It'll be directed, though, by Duncan Jones, who directed Moon.
That's kind of bizarre.
David Bowie's son.
The thing is, though, you don't need Warcraft. Warcraft is just like, it's got dwarves and elves and pandas.
But can you imagine the amount of geeks that will go see it and bitch about it?
I know, but...
It'll be like Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't care. Anyway, Warcraft has, like, lost loads of subscribers in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're like, well, we might as well do
it
now.
At its peak, it had, like, 12 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Now it's down to, like, 8.
Oh, okay. Still.
I know, it's a lot of people. Yeah. No, I give you, it's a lot of people. It might be lower than that, by the way. I don't know the numbers. But I know it peaked. The game did peak. And it's like... I don't know what the next big online sensation will be.
GTA, probably.
Well, no, I mean... Well, no, no.
Although that's already a sensation itself.
But. Yeah, it's a sensation itself. It made $1 billion in 3 days.
That's one of the news. It made 800 million in 1 day.
In 1 day!
1 day!
That's... fucking insane. I contributed to that.
You know how much I made yesterday? Nothing. I lost money, if anything. I paid for drinks. That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Then again, I'm not game.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
So that's fair enough.
So,
so the cast they're thinking about so far includes your favorite actor. Who's your favorite?
For what? For this World of Warcraft film?
Who's your favorite actor? Name three of your favorite actors.
Reese Witherspoon.
Uh-huh. Tom Cruise, you're a big fan of Tom
Cruise. Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise.
It's not Tom Cruise. But...
And Adam Sandler.
No, another male actor.
Another male actor that I don't
Forget
like.
Forget Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. Another male actor that I don't like.
Yeah.
But there's so many.
Yeah, come on.
Like,
there is one more that you always like.
Who's in Terminator Salvation, that guy?
Oh, no, you just think he's bland, but he's just bland. Sam Worthington, poor
Sam
guy.
He's so bland.
Colin Farrell, they're thinking about.
Yeah, I don't like Colin Farrell. That is correct. He's Irish in everything. He's not. He did Alexander the Great, right? It's just called Alexander.
Alexander.
Yeah, he's fucking Irish in it.
Alexander could
have
been
Irish.
He's
meant to be Greek.
He could have been Irish.
He could have even done a modern Greek accent and we would have been fine with it because we don't know what ancient
Greek. He can do American Greek quite well.
I don't know. Phone Booth. He sounds Irish in that, doesn't he? Phone Booth.
That's not where you watch Phone Booth, though. It's to hear the soothing sounds of Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? Actually, when I first watched Phone Booth, I did like it.
I do like Phone Booth, although I haven't seen it in like 10 years.
Yeah, no, I think I rewatched
it. Pick up that phone.
I think I rewatched it, and then I was like, this is just boring.
I need to find it. I want to watch it again.
Yeah. Well, if you like Phone Booth, watch a film called Buried. With Ryan Reynolds.
I liked Phone Booth way better than Buried.
Yeah.
Phone Booth is, you know, it's from Joel Schumacher.
At least like Phone Booth. Like, the shot takes up the whole screen. Yeah. Whereas Barry never takes up...
But stuff happens in Phone Booth.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
But there's some tension there. Anyway, they're thinking Colin Farrell, Paul Dano, who's a good actor in loads of things.
They're just thinking these things. And Anthony Elshin.
Another new... Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
They've posted the first official pictures of them as Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn in...
That's amazing.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
That's amazing.
Tio, still written to Tio. I'm going to try and find the picture, show it to Jamie, because I don't think he's seen it. And
I haven't yet. Sorry.
And they kind of look crazy old. So it's a bit weird.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, they're both looking a bit older.
But he's still...
Because Jeff Daniels...
Jeff Daniels is older, isn't he? He's much older.
Yeah, I think he's older.
Maybe not much
He's older. Doing Newsroom at the moment, the HBO series. And he looks older in that as well. No, Jim Carrey has done a lot better in aging.
Yeah, no, Jim Carrey looks almost the same, except with all the wrinkly necks. So he looks weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the moment... Jeff Daniels won the Emmy, by the way, for Newsroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a good series. It's a bit cheesy.
Yeah.
It is a bit cheesy. I'm keeping up to date with it, at least in the UK. And I just watched the latest episode last night, and I'm enjoying it. You do have to know quite a bit, actually, about American news and politics to pick up everything.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about the lead up to the 2012 elections and stuff. Okay.
When is it set?
It's set 2011, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's set sort of like 2011.
The dystopian future of 2011.
I think it started in 2010 and then is in 2011.
All right.
You do have to know a bit about the news because the thing is they put in real news into it and they also put in fake news.
Okay, right? They mix it up.
They mix, well, at least recently, I think one of the things they're talking about is like the big arc that's in it at the moment, I think is fake.
Okay.
And because I never heard of it, and it's pretty big.
What is it?
I don't want to ruin it for people. Oh, okay. Sorry. Like, no. If you want to watch Newsroom, watch Newsroom. I think it's okay. It's got too many cheesy elements for my liking.
Or has it got like a romance and shit?
Yeah, it's got the whole Ross Rachel thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it really has, unfortunately.
That's never been done.
Yeah, I know. Not on every fucking series. I don't know why every American series needs it, but, you know, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's move on.
Yeah. I mean, who would you like if you were in court? Who would you like to be in the jury? A Hollywood actor.
Hollywood actor in the jury.
Yeah, for shits and giggles.
Shits and giggles?
If you wanted to distract the attention.
If I wanted someone to be on my side, I'd have Matt Damon.
Okay.
But for shits and giggles, he's not alive anymore.
Who?
Charlton Heston.
I think this man is guilty.
Or like Jack Nicholson. There you go. Jack Nicholson.
Guilty as charged. Would be funny. It's like you can't say the verdict, dude.
Jack Nicholson.
Guilty as charged. It's just close.
Shut up, Jack Nicholson.
He would just sit there with sunglasses and smile.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't handle it.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted you to do that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A bit late. How about Charlie Sheen, though?
No.
He was on jury duty.
No.
He was, yeah.
Oh, God, I'd hate that. I'd look at him and go, no, yeah. Someone else, please.
Yeah. And he was, like, acting like he knew exactly what was going on. He posted a picture of him with, like, the badge. Yeah, jury, woo.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised he was allowed to show the badge.
Yeah.
Because he's got, like, a barcode and shit on it.
What the fuck is he, a fucking idiot? This is someone's fucking life we're talking about. He's judging.
We're talking about Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no, he's such an idiot. Is he going to start posting fucking tweets while in the jury? I'm in the jury room making a decision about whether or not someone will get the death penalty.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I know. He was like, this is clearly a mistrial. He's like, oh, Charlie.
Has he been in, like, a trial film?
Probably,
a courtroom film.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah,
I wasn't a huge fan of Charlie Sheen even back in the day, but
he's only done one film I even recognise. So that's why.
What?
Platoon.
Oh,
yeah.
He's done loads of films.
No, that I recognise. Yeah, I kind of like. Yeah, I remember that. I've seen it.
He was in the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, like I give a shit.
Also with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
I'm Athos.
Everyone doesn't remember that Kiefer Sutherland did films before he did 24.
That's true, actually. Yeah. They should, though, because he was awesome. Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Has been confirmed now for Fast and Furious 7.
Fantastic.
So I'm so watching that movie.
I know. I love Kurt.
They keep bringing us back, no matter what. They're just like...
I know, because they bring back nostalgia. Yeah. It's like... I mean, it's like Dumber and Dumber, whatever it's going to be called.
Two.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, because we love the first one, you know, yeah. It's nostalgia, bring it back, and it's like, okay, all right, we'll go watch it.
Are they trying to compete with Expendables, I guess? Speaking,
I like Expendables. Yeah, I give it credit for what it is. It's a fucking mess of action films.
Yeah. Yeah, I still enjoy it, as silly as it is.
I don't think Sly is self-aware, though. I don't think he realises. I think he thinks... I'm making a fucking amazing film here.
I think he's not as self-aware as he probably should be.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fast and Furious, there's going to be a parody of it called Super Fast.
Yeah.
Which is not bad.
It's needed.
It's needed. Yeah, I could see
that. Well, it's like Scary Movie, isn't it?
I'm surprised they haven't done it before,
though. Yeah, exactly.
It's almost a too easy target, though. Yeah. It's like Twilight. It's just like, well, it's so easy to make fun of.
If you have loads of other pop culture references and you do it right and make it spoofy as possible, you can do it. I think you can have a successful go.
It takes someone good to do it, though. Like Mel Brooks did it right.
But isn't Machete kind of like a spoof but that's of all again, action films, you know?
Yeah, but again, that's broad enough that you can pick and choose what you want. Whereas Twilight is just like, what's funny about it? It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, Fast and Furious as well, so it's very...
Physics don't work.
It's very easy. It's like...
longest runway in the universe.
It's like when Scary Movie made fun of Scream. It's just like, well, that's already a parody. So it's just like, pretty easy. Just make the same jokes. Now this is interesting. There's going to be a TV series. Fox has got the rights to it. Called Gotham.
And it's Please tell me it's not... It's related.
It's exactly what you think it is. Actually, it's not exactly. It'll focus on Commissioner Gordon.
No.
And his rise to how he became Commissioner, I guess.
With no Batman?
No Batman, I don't think so.
So what is it, pre-Batman?
It's pre-Batman, yeah. Now, if you've read Year One, which you have, there's a lot of Commissioner Gordon's origin.
Yeah,
he's a really interesting character. So I could...
I understand, but I totally think the audience is going to be like...
Where's Batman?
Where the fuck is Batman?
I don't know.
And I get... It will do one series, and if they don't have the season finale go, Batman's going to turn up next season.
That's what they'll have to do, of course.
Yeah, then people are just going to switch off. They're like, we watched this whole thing... You know, because
I
kind of get what they're doing. Yeah. They want to do a crime thriller.
Sure.
Like CSI.
But you'd still get like Batman villains, essentially. Kind of. Or maybe like...
Falcone, you mean?
Like you maybe get Jack Napier or something. Like the Joker before he becomes the Joker. You know, something like that. That could be cool. I'm going to watch it regardless.
I'll watch it. But...
That's when I'm just going to... I'm going to Netflix that shit. I'll be like, I'm here.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think it sounds good. He's a really interesting character. It's a good opportunity to maybe... tell his story properly.
As long as it's Gary Oldman.
That'd be great.
That would be fucking fantastic. But
they can't make him look like younger and shit.
No.
They'll need to find someone else. And he's probably expensive.
Do you know who should do it?
No.
Who hasn't done films in ages?
Who?
Well, I haven't seen a film. Edward Furlong.
Oh, even better.
What?
Edward Furlong. No, yeah. He looks like one of the... He could be one of the villains.
Yeah, he could actually.
Yeah. No.
What's he done for like ages?
Loads of B-movies. I don't know. Nothing. The last thing I actually saw him was American
History X.
Yeah.
Which I love that film.
It's a good movie. Brilliant. No, you know who would be great?
What?
Michael Keaton.
No, piss off.
What?
No.
Because then you've got Batman.
No, and stop Gordon. It. No, stop it.
Oh, come on.
It
would be amazing.
You're fueling this nostalgia romp that fucking Hollywood wants to cash in on.
I don't know, I'd see that.
Screw no. Like Tom Hardy should be in it somehow. Oh, I don't know why, sorry.
You just want Tom Hardy in everything.
I love Tom Hardy, he's fucking fantastic.
There's going to be a Trollhunter remake.
Remember? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Hollywood's remaking Trollhunter for some reason.
Because they don't like foreign words.
Yeah.
No, the fuck. Oh, crying out loud.
And it'll be directed by Neil Marshall.
I thought you were going to say JJ then.
No.
I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Or I thought you were going to say Shyamalan. And I was
like, that'd be great. No, Neil Marshall, who directed The Descent, Doomsday, Dog Soldiers.
Oh, no. So he's going to make it horror rather than.
Yeah,
he's going to make it scary rather than spoofy.
I think so.
Oh.
Or he'll make it more.
I highly recommend that film, by the way.
The original Troll Hunter.
Brilliant film.
It's exactly where it needed to be.
It's like, really funny.
Yeah, no, I love Troll Hunter.
I mean, it's dark. I mean, it's dark humor.
Yeah.
But it's fantastically done.
Very Norwegian humor.
It's Norwegian humor, but it's mystical and it's unexpected.
I think part of the joke, like why it works so well, is that it is a Norwegian film. Because it's
a mockumentary. The whole thing is a mockumentary.
If you take that away from it, then it's like
it's nothing.
It doesn't really make sense.
No.
Anyway,
I think he saw it and saw that it got like a little bit of a cult following.
Yeah.
And then thought, oh, we can cash in on this.
Yeah, because
another fucking cash in.
Because of the girl with the dragon tattoo as well, which also makes more sense as a Swedish thing.
Yeah.
But they managed to. David Fincher is good enough. They managed to make it decent.
Yeah, but, I guess.
You know, they're not going to do that.
No, it's going to be another Ring type thing.
And Neil Marshall,
where they remove any kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, and Neil Marshall is not David Fincher. Like,
no,
Centurion was ass. Anyway.
Yeah.
The Emmys. We talked about the Emmys.
Yeah.
We'll talk briefly about it. Breaking Bad won. Obviously, yes, that was big. I don't know why that was such a big deal because. They've been hammering that show in our heads for years.
I don't want to know anything about that show. You know why? Because I haven't started it yet.
I haven't started it yet.
I've heard it's really good and great and all that kind of stuff. But I'm always wary when a lot of people tell me that.
Yeah,
because people told me that about The Wire and I watched a couple of episodes.
Oh, you don't like it?
I thought it was a bit boring. It's a lot of dialogue and not a lot happened.
I haven't seen The Wire either.
And it's about... Anyway, all right. It's. I'm always wary. So what I do is I wait until they're done.
Yeah.
And then I watch them all the way through.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll pick up something halfway through and then go back and watch
it all. You need to watch Fringe.
Fringe. Yeah, I know. Well, there's loads of them because I never watched all of Alias.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch all of X-Files.
Oh, yeah.
That was like that was quite important to me for some reason. I can't remember why.
I've just finished rewatching season one of X-Files.
Oh.
Good times.
Yeah. It's charming.
Who won the comedy? Modern Family, which I haven't seen either.
Oh, I've watched like a couple of episodes of that.
Unfortunately, Louis was in that category and didn't win.
Oh.
That sucks. Louis C.K. got screwed over, actually.
Really?
Because, what's his name?
I mean, it's Louis C.K. It's like...
I really want him to win everything, really.
I know, but it's like, he's another kind of person, right? He's big in America now. I mean, he's quite big in America.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think he'd be bigger in the UK than he would be in
America. Possibly, yeah.
No, I don't mean in terms of like fan base or something, but like how popular he would be. And the reason being is that for me, he reminds me of Bill Hicks in a certain
way. A little bit,
you know, certain ways. Like in the way in which when you watch Bill Hicks or you watch Louis C.K. do his stand-up, you kind of see them fall apart on stage. Yeah. And I love that kind of
And they're very humor. Relevant of their time as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Although Louis C.K.
He's been going for ages.
He does a lot of family humor as well.
No, I watched an early C.K.
Like about his
recently.
Family.
Recently. Yeah. I watched an early Comedy Central. It's now called Comedy Central. And he wasn't so good when he was as younger.
Younger, no.
When he got
That's why he's
bigger and fatter and like more depressing to kind of look at, he's much, much better.
But yeah, unfortunately, Louis C.K. lost out to Sheldon.
Oh!
For Best Actor.
In The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I like Sheldon. He's the best thing about that show.
Yeah, he is. Because
he's a good actor.
He should have won earlier and then that's it. I don't know why he's so much better in like this season. Then. Anyway.
All right.
But other people in that category were like Jason Bateman for Arrested Development. Matt LeBlanc from Friends. Not for Friends.
It was fucking late.
I don't know what his show is. Like episodes or something.
What's he do?
It's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm style show, I guess. But it's all about him as Matt LeBlanc. As playing himself.
But he did a show like that, didn't he, already? Yeah. And it flopped.
Oh, is that the one that...
Well, he did a spin-off.
No, that was Joey.
Oh, sorry, that's right, yeah.
He's not going to win for Joey. Don Cheadle and Alec Baldwin were also in that category, so Sheldon kicked ass.
Don Cheadle?
Yeah.
Oh.
House of Cards won as well. David Fincher is doing that. Oh, and Colbert Report won the Best Variety Series. And the writing as well.
See, I don't see all these things all the time.
I do like the Colbert
Report. I like one every now and again. Like, I'll pick up... What usually happens is sometimes I'll watch the news.
Yeah.
Like, or I'll pick up some American news. And then there'll always be a link to one of those videos.
Oh, okay.
Which you can never watch.
But, no, obviously, from here.
Then I find a way.
same
to, to watch it. And
life finds a way, Jamie.
Yeah. And it's usually really good. I like that. The problem that I have with all those shows, Daily Show and Colbert Report and Jimmy Kimmel and all those kind of things, is I don't like the format that the Americans use because it's really short.
I know.
You get a tiny bit of comedy.
They talk for like 2 minutes and then 5 minutes advert and then they come back.
But then when they come back, it's an interview.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh no, continue the bit.
The best bit is when there's an advert, they come back and they're like, that's it, thanks.
I
don't get that bit. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
And then credits.
It's too short.
It is.
I swear out of the whole thing, there's only like 15 minutes of show.
No.
Come to the UK and do that show.
Come to the BBC.
On the BBC.
Yes.
And realise you have to do all of the 30 minutes or all of the hour or whatever it is.
That'd be like a full 30 minutes of that. But yeah, that's it. I mean, otherwise, Pixar moves its next project to 2015. Which means there won't be any Pixar film next year.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's the dinosaur one. The good dinosaur. I told you about that.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah. Pixar can take as long as they like.
As long as they
as
do
As long
something...
as it's good.
Yeah.
That's the thing. More planes, cars, two, and
I can
bullshit.
Wait. I can wait, definitely.
And please, can Pixar tell Disney to fucking stop raping their library, okay? And,
exactly. Calm down.
I don't know, it just pisses me off.
Calm down. It's Pixar.
No, it's
You're
the
getting
no,
more angry
it's the
at
non,
Pixar than
no,
you are about... You
no,
know.
It's the non-Pixar looks like
I
Pixar
know.
Shit that I don't like.
Planes really fucked Jamie over. He was like, Planes! Running out in the street, naked. Oh, Planes!
Terry Hatcher and John Cleese.
Yes. The biggest stars they could get. No, I mean, John Cleese is good.
No, I like
okay,
him,
calm down. Take a breath. Stop thinking about planes. We're tackling the big review, which will anger you as well.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Meet your new partner.
Now, you gotta earn that. Come on.
What is the big review for today?
R.I.P.D.
Ripped.
No, R.I.P.D.
What does that stand for? That sounds strange.
Rest in Peace Department. Except for that is not the name of the film.
That's
the name of the film is R.I.P.D.
Which is very reminiscent.
It doesn't even have the subtitle, Rest in
what
Peace
What other
Department.
Sci-fi comedy had the title with initials?
Yes, I wonder. I wonder what this film absolutely 100% majority of the film completely and utterly rips apart. It's not homage, literally rips from its grave. MIB, except for MIB does have the subtitle Men in Black.
It treats MIB like a dedo.
You've got to explain that.
Yeah, I know, sorry. The film is based on a comic book.
Yeah.
And it's about a guy, a cop, who dies after he's double-crossed by his partner in a very cliched kind of fucking cop movie plot. And then he goes to...
Over some gold. Which becomes relevant later.
Yeah. The guy who double-crosses him, by the way, is fucking Kevin Bacon.
Well, how did we not know he...
I don't know.
We didn't know before the film that he was in it.
They don't show him in the trailers.
In the UK, we used to have Orange Ads.
Oh, God.
Which had a celebrity like every...
At the cinema.
A different celebrity each ad.
Yeah.
And then they changed those and it was a bit more just ad.
Yeah.
It was just Orange Ad. And then EE, Everything Everywhere, the company.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's Everything Everyone or Everywhere, whatever.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. They bought Orange. And they started doing the ads. And the ads were all about Kevin Bacon because famously Kevin Bacon was the six degrees of Kevin Bacon. Yeah, it's a joke.
That started from somewhere.
Yeah, like everyone is in some way connected to Kevin Bacon. A maximum of 6 degrees difference, which
hence
means,
the connection.
Which means that I know someone that knows someone who knows someone that might know someone who knows Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And
so we watch the ad, which is terrible.
And Kevin Bacon has done a few of them, and it always pisses off.
Because they're getting worse and worse.
At the cinema, it goes ads, at least 10 minutes, 10 minutes of trailers, then one singular EE ad with Kevin Bacon every single time. Yeah. Kevin Bacon,
and then the movie.
And then Kevin Bacon did it.
Yeah, he shows up and we're like, what the fuck is happening?
Is the ad still going?
It's like we forgot he was an actor.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because he shows up and he's like the same.
Yeah, he looked exactly the same in the ad.
He's like smiling, he's got the same haircut. You're not really trying.
Yeah,
right? He's not.
I know he's not, that's the thing.
And Kevin Bacon double crosses Ryan Reynolds, who's the main character.
Well, yeah, at the beginning.
Who's hidden some gold that he stole.
Fucking Ryan Reynolds. Just give up on the action films, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Seriously. It's like...
Yeah. Especially if you're not going to act in them. I mean, I've just
go back to comedy films.
I've been defending Green Lantern like I'm defending M. Night Shyamalan or something.
Green Lantern's not a good film.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining.
Look, if you defend that, I get to defend Man of Steel.
Fuck off.
Exactly.
Anyway, so he's double-crossed, and he doesn't go to heaven. He goes to... Fuck knows where.
Well, he gets pulled out of the tube to heaven.
Yeah, there's like the sky opens up, and he goes to purgatory, I guess.
Whatever.
Where he's hired by Mary Louise Parker, who's the girl from Weeds.
Oh, really?
The woman from Weeds.
Yeah.
Hardly a girl.
Who
hires him to be in the Boston branch of a police department in heaven?
Yeah.
So already you need to buy this. And then they pile it on. There's more to buy. That's not enough for you to buy this.
Did you get the pun, by the way?
Oh, what?
There's
many puns.
There's an organization that looks like is the watchdog for RIPD, and it's called Eternal Affairs.
Oh yeah,
rather than Internal Affairs.
That's the level of jokes you can expect. Eternal Affairs.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, so he's hired, and then he's partnered up in the cliched cop movie thing.
It
becomes a buddy cop movie.
And it's like the rookie and the old guy's been doing it for ages.
Jeff Bridges, who plays a cowboy from True Grit.
He's 1 year from retirement, or one day, or whatever. It's stupid, Jeff short Bridges, amount of time, whatever. He's got to do this for 100 years to get into heaven.
Yeah.
So it's that bullshit. And
that movie.
By the way, I love the fact that basically they're saying that they're judging Ryan Reynolds They're judging his whole life.
Yeah.
On the fact that he stole some gold from some criminals.
Yeah.
They were going to send him to hell for that one thing.
Yep.
So they were like, we'll give you a chance, because you were a police officer in real life, to be a police officer now and kill deados. And deados are...
explain to me, because I'm still...
Deados are corrupt souls...
Yeah.
...who somehow escaped...
What did they escape?
Going
hell or...
Purgatory, I think. R&D. They escaped... They escaped... They said there are souls that have fallen through the gaps...
Okay.
...who have then become corrupted. So they're souls on Earth who can look like normal people, but... If given Indian food, particularly, is it masala or cinnamon?
Chicken tikka masala, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, or cinnamon or whatever it is, right? If they're given that, then they turn into their deado form, which at least in
CGI
some case,
overweight.
Which is complete CGI bullshit, which sometimes is a fat guy, sometimes it's multiple arm guy, sometimes it's... weird skin girl,
yeah.
Or it's who knows.
Most
why.
Of the time, it's a fat guy, because I guess that's the effect they were most
big,
proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, wobbly belly.
I like some of the designs of the deados, but
they're funny. Some of the designs,
yeah,
but okay,
they're grotesque.
So while Bridges...
There's almost too much to talk
while
about.
While Bridges and Reynolds are on Earth hunting deados, they uncover a conspiracy and they...
About the gold,
and they realize it's going to turn the world upside down, literally.
Now, you've already... Okay.
And so they go after Kevin Bacon, who's the main antagonist.
Which turns out, spoilers,
yeah,
to be a deado himself.
Oh, of course.
Big spoilers.
Anyway, like a powerful one.
So you've already bought a lot at this point. You've bought the whole RIPD bullshit.
Yeah.
The whole thing about the deados.
Yeah.
Now you have to buy that Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds look different. They can come back to Earth and do shit.
Yeah.
Not as ghosts, which would actually make sense where you can't see them.
Yeah.
Where only the deados can see them.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't create any damage or shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like
no.
Sixth Sense style.
They go back to Earth and cause mayhem, because they do.
Yeah, yeah.
But they look different. And they look like...
No, but it's that typical cop film type thing. They even get chewed out.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, it's all over the news.
You're
now.
Off the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do that.
They said, oh fucking...
You're off the case. And he's like, I am the case.
Every cliche you could possibly fit in. But anyway. Yeah, so while they're on Earth, they look like different people in order to disguise themselves. And Bridges... looks like a attractive blonde woman with cleavage on show and a small dress.
Yeah.
Right? And Reynolds looks like an old Chinese guy.
Played by James Hong. Who is awesome and should have been given way more to say in that movie.
I know. And they weirdly, I don't know, they try and comically try and...
That's the big joke of this movie.
Yeah, like they try and fit the kind of duality of being someone... They're not in it, but it doesn't work. It falls flat. Instead,
falls flat straight away.
Yeah,
as well.
All it does is show a real sexist vibe to the film, because
it's like really dated humor.
Yeah, because Bridges, he's this obviously attractive woman, and but that's not the sexist bit. Go for it if you want to have attractive women in a film. Fine. You know, that can be part of the plot if you want. But what's sexist is the fact that all the men in the film react the same way, like the wolf on...
From the Tex Avery cartoon.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you just randomly sometimes in the
They're
film...
They're like, woo!
Yeah, you just hear people whistling at her.
They're whistling, they're adjusting their ties all sweaty and shit.
And it's like, I know there are some assholes who do that. I get that.
Yeah.
But they pile it on in this film. Like,
but
every guy does
people
this.
People don't... No, yeah. Every guy doesn't do that. At one point, there's this fat deado that just bursts through a window, destroys this building.
Yeah.
And the guys there are still like, "Ooh, breasts."
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, you're horny right now. Yeah, sure.
It's ridiculous. What the fuck? It's just ridiculous.
It's not funny.
Because the bit that was a bit kind of, I give it small amount of credit, that was funny, was Ryan Reynolds when realizing that they're kind of invulnerable, I guess.
Yeah.
Froze Jeff Bridges into a bus.
Yeah.
And you see her, instead of Jeff Bridges,
yeah,
go into the bus. So you see her kind of get smashed. You see her boobs kind of press up against the window. And she looks distorted and yeah, doesn't look as attractive.
Yeah.
And it's like, that could be funny. They could have...
It could be funny.
Yeah, I know. They didn't pull it off right. No. Even but I was just thinking, you could... That's the direction I would have preferred you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you actually...
You make her do, like, really weird things.
Exactly. Yeah. That an attractive woman wouldn't necessarily be involved
That's in. Basically the joke. And they've missed it completely. They thought the joke was, oh, they look different. It's like...
Yes.
That's not a joke.
No. It's the fact that it's the irony of our judgment of that type of person.
They kind of... dip into it briefly where they're like, oh, she talks like a cowboy. And yeah, it's like, we don't get to see that really. No. And
by the way,
she would be walking like a cowboy as well.
And to try and sweep away all this sexist nonsense, they have one scene where a guy comes up to her and says, you know,
I make music videos
and you could be in it. And he goes, no, I'm an independent woman, I don't need this.
Yeah.
And also, to be honest, I don't think that's the sexist bit.
No.
Because the thing is, he's saying, I'm offering you a job based on how you look for something that is literally based on how you look. It's not like people do films because they're ugly. A lot of films are done because they look good. And
I mean, it's not like he went up to her, it's like, oh, here's my card, blah, blah, blah. Meet me in the parking lot.
It's not like Johnny Depp would have started his career unless... he looked good. I mean, I know he then, you know, once he got the opportunity, he went and did lots of other great stuff. But that's fine. But, it did help his career to look good. Yeah. So, it's, in a sense, it's like those types of things we kind of accept because it's part of the genre and the style and to some extent the art of film and music videos for that matter as well. So, that bit doesn't even get to the kind of...
That's another bit that's false. It's misdirected completely.
It is, because then Jeff Bridges in the film uses his sexuality to to his own advantage.
That sounds weird.
I know. I know, but as the woman, and it's successful. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, it's too successful in the sense like men just go, oh, God, we'll do whatever you say.
Yeah.
It
feels dated, weirdly dated. Like,
yeah,
I mean, the biggest problem with this movie is, I think, partly the humor. Like, the humor feels dated. It's not very funny.
No, it's just not.
At best, it has an amusing moment here and there.
Yeah.
Usually,
no, but the amusing bits I don't think are intentional necessarily. Mm. It's like the deados look silly.
Yeah,
and you kind of laugh at that. And
I mean, it's a cartoon, the whole thing.
Basically. Oh yeah, they've
gone with a completely cartoonish. I don't think they should have gone with it. They should have gone with a more Constantine type of thing.
They just watched Men in Black like a million times and then said, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and they just ripped huge amounts out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they even ripped that bit out of Men in Black. You know where Will Smith gets his first opportunity to interact in the real world with aliens, and it's like the birth.
Oh, yeah.
It's the birth scene, and he's like, you're doing fine, and he's not really. Yeah. They even ripped that! And Ryan Reynolds has to have that scene where he's trying to arrest someone, and it doesn't go very well. And I'm just like, you have literally ripped everything from that film and made it worse.
But, because there's some things in Men in Black that were really useful that they didn't do here.
Yeah.
Like, for example, in Men in Black, they've got the thing that erases everyone's minds.
Yeah.
So they don't know what that is.
And they've got convenient little things,
Here, they just create chaos over a city.
They just make it up.
And no one really...
The fucking Indian food!
Oh,
Indian food apparently sets off deados to become their alter ego.
And also...
What the fuck happens in India then?
Oh, fuck. I didn't pick up that.
What? And then just awesome. All the deados walk around like deados in India because they're fucking Indian food everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. But also,
what Jeff Bridges eats in that scene, by the way, is not Indian food.
I don't know what the fuck.
That's just
eating.
Slop. And I actually, being of Indian descent, I found that quite offensive.
You
because
offended.
Indian food is fucking good, and it actually looks really good
it
as
does,
well.
It does.
That did not look good. Okay, and it pissed me off.
That pissed you off.
Pissed me off.
But also, like character-wise, in Men in Black, they clearly showed that Will Smith was a good cop. Like, he's...
Yeah.
There's this scene where, like, they show him
a
situation.
He's a bit of a rebel, though. He was a bit of a rebel.
He's a rebel, but he's good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He notices that the little girl is the one
who's looking dodgy. They establish that, though.
Yeah.
They establish that. They never established that with
Reynolds. Exactly.
With Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is a terrible cop.
Yeah.
So why would the RIPD want him?
I don't know.
First of all, he steals.
Yeah. Which they knew.
Second of all, he got killed. So not very
by
good.
His partner.
Fair enough, but that's his fault. So he's not a very good cop. So why would you need it? He doesn't have skills they need.
Do you think Bridges is from True Grit? Like
yes.
There's actually, this is a sequel.
It's the
to
same.
True Grit.
Yeah, because he dies off camera in True Grit.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Oh my god.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay.
You gotta earn that.
You gotta have to explain that now.
Yeah, he goes.
Oh,
that's good. In the trailer, though.
Is it? All right.
Ryan Reynolds goes to shake his hand, and he does the typical. It's just that sound. If he was just making that sound all the time in that film, I would have given it an extra star.
I like. All right.
He sings.
He sings in it. Yeah, he sings it.
But most of the amusing bits in that movie come from Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, they do.
But even
no,
then,
he's a good actor.
Yeah,
I know this
because he's trying.
I know.
He's doing. He gives a good performance.
Yeah,
like he does.
I think
his job.
Reynolds realized at that point.
Reynolds is really bad.
Bacon is bad in this.
Bacon is bad.
Yeah, bacon bad.
Bacon bad. Bacon
bad. Bacon. Off bacon.
Even I mean, Mary Louise Parker, she's good. Like she does the part well.
I think
she fits.
She fits,
but she's not.
She's meant to be sort of creepy, kind of.
No, well, she's kind of. She's quirky. She's going down the quirky route, but she's not funny.
Nah.
She's kind of like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the jokes are like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many problems with this film. We could talk about it for hours,
yeah.
But. All in all, let's just say that it makes...
Don't watch this fucking film,
it
please.
Makes no fucking sense.
It's so bad.
I appreciate that it's as short as it is, like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And it tries to have fun during that time. But there's a lot of things they should have explained, because as it stands, it's a fucking mess. And
it's
not very funny.
It's a mess, and it's boring, and it's not funny.
Yeah. It's like
I don't recommend anyone see this film. It was a flop anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
And it ends as like... Even Jeff Bridges was... underwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
He's
and
in
you
it.
Know, you know they were thinking if it was successful they'd make a franchise out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is another Lone Ranger bullshit.
It is,
thing.
Yeah. Oh man.
How many more of these types of films do we need before Hollywood's gonna realise
exactly
this isn't the shit that we want?
Exactly.
Come on.
And they put loads of money in this movie because it was in 3D as well.
Yeah.
And the 3D was really not good.
I didn't notice most of it.
There's a couple of moments where you're like, oh, there's like a dot that's like floating towards me when there's an explosion.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many things. Oh, I forgot as well. There's
what?
The framing device where the flashback. It's
all
flashback up to a point.
Oh, God, fucking framing. Oh. Don't get me started by flashbacks. Why does everything nowadays have to be a fucking flashback? I'm sick and tired of it.
It's really annoying. And more about Ryan Reynolds.
Lone Ranger is a fucking flashback.
Okay, Ryan Reynolds, first he's betrayed by his colleague.
Yeah.
Who kills him.
Yeah.
He dies, wakes up, the sky opens up, and he floats up into hell and heaven, whatever.
Yeah.
No reaction.
No.
I'm sorry, but no.
Look, by the way...
I would have shat my pants all the way up.
Yeah. He was floating up to be judged rather than specifically.
But you just see that happening and you're like, what the fuck? Even in Green Lantern, it was just like, oh, where are
you? By the way, you know this is a 12A because he gets shot. There's no blood.
Yeah, he doesn't have a scratch on him.
What kills him isn't the gunshot.
It's the fall.
It's the fall because you see him sort of fall. You don't even hear a crack. Apparently, no. I bet maybe the crack would have made it a 15.
Yeah.
But all you see is him sort of fall and hit the ground, and we assume he dies from that.
You, I mean, stylistically, this film's just Men in Black, but worse.
Like, oh, a million times worse. I like Men in Black.
I like Men in Black, though.
You know?
Even Men in Black 3, people gave it shit. It's miles better than this.
Yeah, Men in Black 2 is better than this. And I know I know that's yeah. not a good film, but
it is.
It's better than fucking this.
It's better, honestly. Do you recommend it?
We've already answered
your
that.
Face. I don't recommend it, especially not the cinema.
No.
If it comes on TV one day.
No, and even, no, don't waste your time. No, wait. Your time is more precious.
And you're with a friend and you're like, oh,
no,
we'll watch a bad movie.
No.
It'll be funny.
No, if you want to watch, say, a bad Fine. Film that's funny or a production value, I don't know, watch Blues Brothers. That's far better.
But that's a good movie.
That's a good film. I fucking love that film.
Yeah.
No, but what I mean is it's kind of spoofy, buddy, funny, buddy. What,
honestly, watch Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. Oh, that's fucking amazing.
That's a buddy cop movie satire. That's quite fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say it's a bad movie. I don't think
no,
so.
No, I love that film.
I love that movie. It's
no, I think a lot of people looked at it seriously.
Yeah. A lot of people were like,
it's a spoof.
Yes.
Fucking take it as one.
And it's very clear about what it's spoofing as well.
It's called Last Action Hero.
I don't know why people didn't get that.
What the fuck? Oh, which means, because it's true, Arnie, unfortunately, at the time, he was one of the last true misogynistic, unfortunately, action heroes, you know, and he was a parody of himself towards the end.
No,
and then he was in a film that was a parody of the whole genre. And that's beautiful.
It must have been like just too ahead of its time, I guess.
Maybe.
If it came out now, it would be like, this is awesome.
Maybe we were still like, we love Arnie and we want him in action films.
Yeah.
I still love Arnie and I want him in action films, but I do realise he's past it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, by at least 20 years.
I guess maybe because it was a kids' movie and also like a parody of cop movies, so it's kind of, there's a disconnect, but that's the whole point of the movie.
No? I think we need a new standard, right? You're past it when you have a CGI version of yourself in a film.
I think so, yeah. Oh, but then Jeff
Bridges. Yeah, I know. No, he's fucking past it. Sorry, I just peaked the audio. Okay.
He's not past it.
He's past it. You know why he's past it? Because he did this fucking film. All right? He was CGI in Tron.
He was CGI in Tron. He was CGI here where he rides fucking Ryan Reynolds at one point. He's like, yeah!
don't take that literally.
No, he rides him.
Oh,
take that literally.
Anyway, yeah, he's past it. Who else has been CGI'd?
Kevin Bacon was pretty CGI in this movie.
No, but like fully CGI. Arnie's been completely CGI'd in Terminator Salvation. And,
who else has been completely CGI'd?
Beowulf.
Ray Winston.
He's past it.
And just everyone in that movie.
And, yeah. And he was totally CGI'd the fuck out.
Angelina Jolie passed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, well it's she, before that, probably. Yeah, but you know, totally CGI'd as well. When you get CGI'd, you're fucking past
it. Brad Pitt, you know, Benjamin Button, you're past it.
No, that's not CGI. A lot of that's makeup.
No, he was a little old baby man.
No, I know.
He was all CGI.
Like. No, it's not. No, I mean completely CGI'd. Do you know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
I'm not saying bits of CGI.
You're not saying motion capture. You're saying like, well, but then Tron Legacy, he was motion capture.
No. I mean, no. The fact that his face, his whole entire being was completely CGI'd. Like, come on, Matrix Revolutions.
Reloaded.
Is that the third
one? That's the second one.
Keanu Reeves passed it. Seriously, by that film, we're all like, we don't give a shit anymore about
Keanu. 20 years ago. No, it wasn't 20 years ago.
I must admit, it's kind of Darkly is after, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love Scanner Darkly.
That's more of an animation. I consider that an animation.
I know, but it's after. I'm saying it's like.
Oh, but you like that movie.
I know there's holes to my theory, but.
There's so many holes. True Grit is after Legacy. Tron Legacy.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
He's not past it. He's
Jeff Bridges. So he's the dude.
Your theory sucks.
It worked for a little while. I was having fun. I hope you were having fun too.
Yeah, it's a fun discussion.
Cool. We've got to move on.
It's wrong.
We've got to move on.
Yes, let's move on to the big recall. Usually this is the part where we talk about movies.
Yeah, movies. Retro films to recommend or not recommend, usually. Yep, but we've done that loads of times.
Exactly.
So we thought we'd do something a little bit different. Because we've had a little bit of an interest about gaming and stuff like that.
Yep.
We're both big gamers. We both played loads of games. We've both played loads of retro games.
Yeah.
So we thought fitting in with our podcast and fitting in with film a little bit as well, because you'll see by the game that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
We thought we'd talk about some older games.
Yeah.
So
we're going to do that shit.
So we're going to do that. And I'm going to talk about a Tim Schafer game.
Go on then.
Called Full Throttle.
From which year?
We're talking... Oh, hang on a sec. 1995, right? It was brought out for DOS. If anyone can remember what DOS was. If you're under the age of 24, 25, you probably never, ever touched DOS, okay? DOS was an operating system pre-Windows.
Mm.
And a lot of the time, when Windows didn't support something, you had to play it in DOS.
DOS.
So there were loads of games for DOS.
DOS Boot.
But the games that came out for DOS, by the way, were years ahead of their counterpart the consoles, because computers were more powerful at the time and all that kind of stuff. And this game called Full Throttle, which is a point-click adventure game, but has action elements to it and has some driving in it as well.
LucasArts.
Yeah, sorry, LucasArts is the publisher and developer, and the designer is Tim Schafer.
They usually make decent games, like decent looking games.
Yeah, back in the day. Yes. Retro, keep it retro. LucasArts, like towards the end, made some terrible games. The story. There's a story set in a dystopian future. Where vehicles, and specifically in this case choppers, are being faded out for hover cars. And we follow this biker gang who...
Is it post-apocalyptic?
It looks post-apocalyptic, but it's not really. It's just dystopian future. Okay. And... the thing is that the protagonist Ben he's a biker, and he gets involved in a conspiracy accidentally, and he has to go help. I don't want to give away too much of the story. You can still play this game today. It still holds up.
Mm.
And I want people to play it. So I'm not going to talk... That's the premise of the game.
Yeah.
I want people to play it. Because the thing is... And the reason why I say this game holds up today is... It's not... It looks like 16-bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Or 32-bit.
Well, it looks... It looks pretty good. I remember.
But it's stylistic.
Mm.
So that it fits. It fits even today if you look at it now.
Mm.
But the story's solid, and it's got dialogue, by the way. It's all audio.
I wouldn't be surprised dialogue. If you could find it on Steam at some point.
You can find it somewhere like goodoldgames.com.
Okay.
And you can get it there. It's probably pretty cheap now. You can probably get it for Mac or PC, or probably any platform you can find. It's an old game. You can probably find something to play it.
Yeah.
But it's just worth playing. It's very cinematic. That's the connection, is that it's a very cinematic game. It's got loads of cutscenes to it. The way that you play it is point and click, but a lot of the shots... that they have
where you point and click and you're exploring are quite cinematic shots.
Oh, yeah.
So you could be this tiny little guy in some shot because you're moving around, but it's so that it gives you this massive, cool, establishing shot
of like everything. Like a cool angle.
Yeah. Everything in this is considered and well thought out.
Mm.
And the adventure parts of it, there's a good bit of humour in it as well, actually. I forgot about that. You know, because this guy is big and grizzly and they kind of take the piss out of the fact that he's big and grizzly and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's fun. It's,
sounds good.
You've got to play it. I've never it's not a long game, to be honest. By the minimum, if you like, I just want to see what this game is like. Watch a video on YouTube or something, or someone playing it. Because it is a point and click adventure game, there is only one real way to play it as such.
Yeah.
I
mean, just watching the cutscenes, I really wanted to play it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can kind of go through the game like that,
yeah.
I guess. I must admit, like, because I can't get Grim Fandango to work on my machine, another amazing Tim Schafer game. Because I can't get it to. I actually watched it through someone else playing it.
Yeah.
Got it to work somehow. It's really good.
Cool.
That's another game. Amazing story, action adventure. I know these games, like, they don't really exist anymore as a genre as much.
DOS games.
They're making a bit of comeback in sort of the indie market. Like, Tim Schafer actually made a game called Stacking.
Stacking.
Stacking is really good. It's not point and click, but it's an action adventure game whereby you're the smallest run of a Russian doll.
Oh, wow, okay.
So you,
oh, I think I've heard of
And you
this.
Can, like, jump into other people and become other people.
Yeah, you told me about this.
It's really good. Ago. It's great mechanic. And a sort of great story to it as well.
Okay.
Actually, it's a more basic story, but still quite good. And, you know, other people are doing these point-and-click adventure games as indie games. There's a lot of horror ones for some reason. I don't know why. they don't really interest me as much. But there are others that are really good. I think it's fantastic. I really it really affected me because I was quite young when this came out and I played it soonish after.
Had an impact on you.
Yeah, it did. It did. It really did because
I really want to find it and play it.
Actually. Yeah, because it was for me anyway. It was my first experience of a good story. There are games before this with good story as in games. Yeah. But, like, as a real cinematic experience plus good story in a game with a really cool art style that I just really got behind and wanted to play. You can probably get through this game pretty quickly, actually, if you know what you're doing. Or
I don't think those games, anyway, were too long back in the day.
No. But, yeah, and if you like that game, then play Beneath a Steel Sky, Grim Fandango, play Day of the Tentacle, Summer Max, all those kind of games are all brilliant.
Cool.
As point and click adventure games. To a certain extent, anyway.
Wow.
Cool. That's me done.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to top that in terms of the history of it and all that.
Well, stuff, it's part of my childhood. Yes. So
I'm going to talk about something probably more straightforward.
Yeah.
Well, definitely more straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more famous. It's called OutRun, and it's 1986.
Game. See, I was one.
I was zero. I was born that year. But it was an arcade game, and I did play it on the arcade. I was lucky enough in France to find, I mean, years and years later.
Yeah, exactly.
I found an arcade that played it. And they had all these, by that time, they had games like Virtua Tennis and stuff like that.
I remember Virtua Tennis.
Yeah, but they also had OutRun. I was like, oh, I've heard of this game. They also had
Time Crisis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they did.
That got me to the arcade, Time Crisis. Me and a friend, we just go, we're just like, we're going to do it this time, we're going to do it. And it's just like...
These types of games, I suck.
I know. Because of reaction times.
Yeah.
Fucking so fucking good.
But OutRun is, you're driving this car.
Yeah.
It's a driving game. It's not a racing game.
Yeah.
The developer, Yu Suzuki, who is known for loads of classic games, like Hang On, even Shenmue. He made Shenmue years later. And in Shenmue, you can actually play OutRun.
Where are we going to get a fucking sequel?
Oh, man.
It's like Half-Life 3.
It
like,
is.
Where are we going to go? Fuck. Who? Someone it's, needs to buy that license.
It's the...
fucking make Shenmue.
Or give, give him the license to do it. Because Sega is still holding on to it.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, if you're not going to make it, just give it to him.
I know. It's bullshit.
Come on. But, yeah,
they do this with a lot of games, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Yu Suzuki was responsible for those games. You know Space Harrier? That's a classic.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Afterburner?
Yeah, I know Afterburner. Yeah, I know Afterburner.
Virtua Fighter.
Yeah.
Which looks ass now, but back in the day, it was like, oh, 3D.
Yeah, well, there used to be a big rivalry. Like, it was either you were into Virtua Fighter or you were into Tekken.
Yeah.
And I loved Tekken, so... Yeah. I played Virtual Fighter.
I like the mechanics of Virtual Fighter.
I love Tekken.
There's so more. Much. There's more movement.
Tekken was like one of my first games. Oh, like, yeah? No, sorry, not my first game. It's like it first was my fighting? First console game.
Oh, okay.
Because Tekken, I think, came out when PlayStation came out.
I'm not a Tekken
and
guy.
And PlayStation was my first console, as in I owned it.
Oh, okay.
I played loads of the others, like SNES, NES, and Mega Drive, Master System, all those. But they were never mine, you know. Okay. PlayStation was my first console, and then Tekken was like one of my first games. If not, I think probably my first, my game.
I think I've only ever kind of owned like two fighting games. I had Street Fighter 2,
yeah,
which was on the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think the only other one I had was Soul Calibur. On like the Dreamcast.
Wow,
because that's
it's a
not,
jump.
It's not really.
Hell.
It's not really my thing. I would play it.
You missed
house.
A generation.
I played Mortal Kombat, and I played, but it wasn't. I didn't own them.
Yeah.
Like it was. I wasn't a huge fan of that type of game. But yeah, Virtua Fighter. I tried it, and I liked the energy of it, but it doesn't look great.
It's hard.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's really hard. It's tactical. It was a tactical fighter. Anyway, back to your game.
Outrun. Basically, I liked it because it's not a racing game. It's you. The goal is just to get from one spot to the other.
Yeah.
There's you gain time by reaching the checkpoints.
Yeah, yeah.
It has an interesting map in that it's not just you choose which map you go to.
Mm.
It's kind of like you've got the choice of going left or right sometimes, and it changes what kind of environment you get and stuff.
Sounds like Temple Run.
Temple Run, yeah, I guess.
I'm only kidding.
Not really. The environment doesn't change.
Yeah, it does after a little while.
Does it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You go into like a mine shaft and
okay.
You go into a jungle.
Yeah,
I
guess. Yeah.
No,
it's all random.
It's just bullshit. But then again,
but back in the day, you didn't have the choice. You.
But that's the thing. You'll see a lot of people who make games for mobile devices now. They look back at those types of arcade games and they're thinking, how can we modernize this to a point of which we can, you know, milk it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a good policy because it fucking works.
Yeah, because the good thing about Outrun and Hang On, which was a bike game, in which you didn't have really the choice of where to go. You just kind of just stay on the road and win.
Yeah.
This one gives you the choice, which was new at the time, I think.
Mm.
But it was a simple idea. It was like crazy simple. And it looked great. And also, it felt like you were on a holiday. It's like you're driving really fast and you can't crash into anything because there's still cars on the road.
Yeah.
But it feels like you're on a holiday. So like you're driving this Ferrari and there's you and the blonde girl in the car. It's like you're on a holiday, but if you crash, it's pretty scary.
I'm remembering this game now.
Yeah.
I was starting to... Red Car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this
game. Come on, you must know this game.
I know this game now. I remember it. There were hearts in it, weren't there?
Hearts?
Yeah. I think I'm remembering this game.
I think you maybe remembering the screen where you have to choose the music that you play. I think there's like a little heart of music.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to this at some point. It's all going to come flooding back.
Yeah. I really want to find
a
the
lot
music.
Of games do that for me. A lot of games I'll like see a little clip of it. I go, I remember that game, but I just don't remember where.
I
want to
play the music for you.
That's
yes,
it.
That's it.
There we go.
So it feels like you're not in a hurry, you're just chilling out,
you're
in your car, you just happen to be going crazy fast.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
But Hang On had this really intense music, which was... So you were stressed out the whole time. This one, pretty chilled out.
It's a
classic arcade game. You can find it, there's sequels as well, there's Outrun 2, Outrun 2006.
Again, I'm sure you can find it somewhere like Good Old Games or
you can find, like, Steam always brings back a couple of these every now and again.
Or you can just buy Shenmue and play it in Shenmue. I think it's in Shenmue 2, actually.
What, get a Dreamcast? What are you talking about?
Or an Xbox.
Oh,
original Xbox.
Yeah, original Xbox. Yeah, you could get
Xbox.
Can you get it on, like, Xbox Arcade? Can you get, like, the Shenmue games?
On what?
Oh, I don't know.
Xbox Arcade?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But anyway,
Outrun. I'm sure a quick Google will sort that out.
Yeah, if you find the original Outrun somehow on Mega Drive or somewhere.
Oh, good. Yeah. It'd be worth money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
But if you get the chance to play it, definitely play it. It's a classic.
All right.
So now we're going to go to the big game.
Yeah.
Which is something different this week.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this.
I'm going to try and pull that shit off.
Yeah.
Let's go. The big game this week is... Kneel before Zog! Werner Herzog, that is. If you're unfamiliar with Werner Herzog, then you should watch more movies.
Then what are you doing with your life? This man is amazing.
Because, yes, exactly. He's made classic movies like Bad Lieutenant,
yeah.
Aguirre, Wrath of God,
yeah.
Strotek, you know.
But he also Grizzly made documentaries
Man.
As well.
Grizzly Man and...
Yeah. He made the penguin one. What was it called?
The penguin one. Yes, the penguin one.
Oh, so brilliant.
It's called... Something Far in the World.
Oh, whatever it is.
Close Encounters.
If you type in, like, Werner Herzog penguins into YouTube, you'll find a clip.
Yeah, it's called Encounters at the End of the World, I think. Okay. It is, yeah.
And he talks about that penguin who breaks from the group and just starts walking to the mountains.
And he's got... He's got a soothing voice, which it's a key thing in Herzog films.
He knows what he's doing, though.
He does.
He knows what his accent, the qualities of his accent, and what reaction it brings from the audience, and therefore uses that in order to make very dark humour in a kind of Lynch style.
He's got a very offbeat sense of humour. So
I love it.
And dark.
I love it.
Sense of humour. So... I thought, why couldn't Werner Herzog, you know, say some of the most famous voiceovers in movie history? And how would it sound like?
Yeah.
So if you can
And we
guess,
just happen to have someone here who can do a really good impression of it.
I don't know about that. no, seriously, I can. So I'm going to read something, the voiceover, I'll play some Herzog music. And
there's Herzog music.
Yeah, it's usually just kind of weird sounds from Peru.
You can imagine him just sitting in a room, couldn't you? Just listening to the bustling metropolis of Mumbai.
Yeah.
You know, sounds of Mumbai.
In the jungle somewhere. Looking at a bug for ages.
Yeah.
And talking about it.
Just sipping like creme de menthe or something.
What? Like eating at something German, I don't know.
Yeah.
Strudel. With his mouth, where he's like... anyway.
Sorry, I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know. So if you can guess what I'm talking about, like which movie this is from...
Yeah, there we go.
Despite the Herzog, you know, approach.
Yeah.
You can email us bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com and you will get a mention in the shoutouts. Let's do this. Ready to kneel before Zog? You better be.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States. Even before I first wandered into the cab stand for an after-school job, I knew I wanted to be a part of them. It was there I belonged. There you go. Jamie has officially kneeled before Zog.
God, that was hard. That was hard. I wanted to cry so much.
So if you know where that's from,
geez.
The address again is bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
I found another way to bring pain to Jamie.
I know, but at least that was funnier than Shatner.
Why?
No, stop it. No.
He will be back one day. You'll see. You'll all see.
Anyway. You're going to do Michael Shannon one night.
No, it's too difficult.
Yeah, Shannon is too difficult.
Oh, man. All right, let's end this.
All right.
The big shout-outs.
Woo! I've got a shout-out, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I know I don't normally...
Do it.
But I've got one that's actually relevant now.
Do it.
He's pretty famous on YouTube already, but there's a channel called How It Should Have Ended.
Oh, yeah.
It does animations. The animations are fantastic. If you haven't seen them, check out How It Should Have Ended. He does things like How It Should Have Ended Avatar or...
Batman,
Spider-Man or Superman. And he has his own sort of animation style, and it's funny. It's just really, yeah, really funny stuff.
I really like it. I mean, I remember seeing one of their videos really early on. I think it was the Willy Wonka one.
Yeah.
Where he just screams in the scary tunnel and then he gets high with a Oompa Loompa. Oh, what should I... Oh, yeah. I need to shout out. Speaking of Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
I happen to have made a short film. Which is more of a... It's not really a short. It's kind of
45 freaking minutes.
Yeah, it's a short feature, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can check it out on the YouTube channel I've got. It's youtube.com/razorheadfilms.
Yep.
And you'll find it on there. If you type in Razorhead Films, you'll find some of my stuff.
Yeah.
But it's Herzog, The Wrath of Klaus.
Yes.
And 45 minutes of me just... being really random. I play both...
Being Werner Herzog, then.
I play both Werner Herzog and Klaus Kinski.
Yeah.
And a David Lynch cameo.
Oh, yes.
So, check that out if you can.
Cool.
And spread the word.
Anyway.
And your legs. I'm talking to you now, Jamie.
Okay. okay. You can see my balls anytime you want.
You gotta earn that.
With that, I'm fucking ending it. Bye.